Focus on flowers. When John Adams was inaugurated as president in 1797, he lived in Philadelphia, as the White House in Washington was not yet habitable. He really was not interested in relocating to Washington, and when he finally arrived in November 1800, the Capitol was only half finished, and he had to walk on planks to enter the White House, where only 6 of the 30 rooms were ready. It was cold, damp, and uncomfortable. Carpenters working on the house lived in shacks outside. There were kilns for making bricks and building debris instead of a garden. When Abigail Adams arrived 3 weeks later, her coachman had to stop repeatedly to hack away branches so the coach could get through the surrounding woods. Funds were low, but Adams said he must have trees and a little garden to walk in. But there was no money. When Adams was succeeded by his vice president, Jefferson, he also, surprisingly, did not have a garden. He lived in only a few rooms of the house and reduced the size of the grounds from 60 acres to 5. For 6 years, he did nothing to the garden but did tend some indoor plants. After he gained a second term, he had the ground leveled and had fences and walls built. He made plans for simple gardens that would fit a Republican capital. But alas, he was unable to implement them before he left office. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on the White House from 1800 to 1809. You can now become a fan of Focus on Flowers on Facebook or follow our updates on Twitter. Just look for Focus on Flowers.